Hey, Dimitri, thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. You're very welcome, Justin. Welcome to the Go Network studio.
Yeah, thanks a lot. So this is Justin Moran coming from office number 4 here at Workspace at 45 in Canton. If any of you haven't met Dimitri yet, he's a relatively new member here at Workspace, and I am really charged up to have him because he's got a set of skills that I think will bring a lot of value to the community here.
I hope so. I really do.
Yeah. You've done a couple office hours, right?
Yeah. So I believe I've had 2 so far. Basically, every week I try to help people in the office community here by giving out my IT services. Yep. I've been doing IT for over a decade now, and I love helping people. So I figured it would be a great way to have me welcome to the community.
Right. So everyone that needs to be on the lookout for office hours or IT office hours with Dimitri.
Yeah. Or just regular office hours if you want to talk. I don't have a couch yet, but you know.
Yeah. Seriously, though, if your computer's running slow or you've got a question with a peripheral or anything, really, just come by and test them.
Absolutely. Any computer question, any phone question, anything like that. If you stump me, I'll give you a prize. How about that?
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. So we wanted to take some time today to talk a little bit about podcasting. I think it's an exciting opportunity for our community. One of the ways that I'm going to take advantage of it as the owner here at Workspace is to develop a monthly newsletter podcast. It's just another way for us to interact, another way for people who might be a little tired of seeing all my emails to get information about what's
new. Which I've yet to get, Justin.
Yeah, sorry. I forgot to add Dimitri to the distribution list.
It's okay. I'm fairly new. I understand. It's okay.
Yeah, I guess we can blame it on the crash. The concussion is still lingering.
Oh, but, yes. Yeah. Yes. I wanted to ask you about that. Are you doing well?
Yeah, I am actually doing much better. Going through some therapy for my hand right now, which is probably the last thing that's giving me the most amount of discomfort, but everything else is going well.
Well, considering what happened to you, I'm glad that you're out, up and about and moving and you're doing okay.
Yeah, and in case anyone's wondering, I am back on the bike. I don't care what you say, but I've made it back out there. Today's 9 weeks, actually, to the day from the...
Wow, it's been that long.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Going well, going well.
Good.
So I thought we'd take a couple minutes, Dimitri, just to maybe have you give us a better understanding of how people here at Workspace or other businesses in the local community can leverage podcasting or other forms of broadcasting related to voice, really, for their business.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with podcasting, since it's been blowing up the last few years, it's become a very, very popular form of media, and it's become so easy to consume that there's apps that you can download and, you know, subscribe to hundreds of podcasts if you wanted to. The good thing about podcasts is that they're easy to consume. They're quick. You can listen to them in your car, when you're at the gym, whatever it is. And 99% of them are free.
Yep.
So it's basically free entertainment. And some of them are educational. Some of them are more comedic. Some of them are travel-based, whatever you want. And it covers all topics. So that's why they're becoming so popular.
Mm-hmm.
And since they're becoming so popular, it's a great way to get your product or your company out there because it's so easy to find them now.
Right.
There's apps out there, well, including iTunes Podcast, where you can just search for a keyword and find every podcast pretty much ever made that has to do with that keyword. Especially when it comes to companies that are trying to promote themselves, it's a great way to do that.
Very good.
Because podcasts, I believe, has a projection listenership of in the millions.
Wow.
That's a couple of years ago. So it's growing more and more every year.
Awesome. I just think it's a great way, as I said before, to develop that new channel to speak to whomever you want, whether it's current customers, future customers. I envision someone who provides their customers a set of services that might be a little bit hard to describe over email or in a 2-page PDF. What if they had a little link on their website that was a podcast of they themselves, the owner of the company, describing the value they bring to their customers? I think it's a great idea.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's easier to record and to send out a 5-minute podcast than a 30-paragraph email describing your services.
Right, right. Definitely. So back to the way I want to leverage it here, I want to create that new channel, create a greater sense of community, but I want to also bring in members, allow them to speak to their wares for our community, and then perhaps they'd want to engage us on another project to have a standalone podcast that allows them to do just that, to disseminate that information to customers and prospects and hopefully drive more business.
Definitely. I don't see why not. That's a great way to do it.
Awesome. Awesome. So anyways, for your benefit, there'll be some more information coming out about how you can get involved, how you might want to be a guest on my monthly podcast, or how you may want to leverage the platform for yourself to promote your business.
Yeah, so our studio is here for everybody that walks through the door, all of the workspace offices or anybody that's not at workspace.
Exactly. Yeah. No, there'll be a menu of services coming out about how we can help our members and even people in your network that may want to leverage it. So
absolutely.
No, we're pretty excited. Wanted to remind everyone Thursday, we're having a little wine tasting here starting at 4 p.m. So we hope to see all y'all there.
Is this like a monthly thing that happens every month?
This is the inaugural one. I shouldn't say inaugural. This is the first one. So maybe we make it a thing. I'm not sure if anyone likes wine here. We're going to find out on Thursday, though.
Oh, what time on Thursday?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. All right. Yeah. So right after everybody closes down, nice way to relax after Thursday.
Yeah. Hopefully we can have a few stories about some of the wines we're sampling and make it educational as well. We'll see.
Definitely. I know there's a lot of, I don't want to say wannabe connoisseurs, but there's a lot of people that should learn more.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, wine is a tricky little thing, but...
Tastes oaky.
Could be, yeah, oaky, yeah.
Is that the news that's going on for this week?
That's it for this week for sure. Obviously, the next... I'm going to have to find the schedule. I can't remember when the next Lunch and Learn is.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah, you just had one last week, I believe it was.
Yeah, last week we had Alexis in to speak about insurance, which went over pretty well. We had a small group, but I know I learned something, and the other folks that were there... learn something as well.
It's one of those things that there's so much that goes into insurance or anything really nowadays that most people only know the very basics just to get by. But the more you learn about it and the more you know about it, the more you can use it to your own advantage.
I totally agree. And I thought of it the same way. It's basically a commodity to protect yourself. But Alexis Kimball gave us some great pinpoints on how to create a risk management strategy in your own company, mm-hmm. which allows you to make qualify for lower insurance rates. And if you do have a claim, you've got a process in place. You've got your stuff together, if you will. It just makes the whole process a lot easier. So I learned something. The next Lunch and Learn is on July 25th with my friend Alicia Williams, who's going to present on smarketing, she calls it. Best practices to work smarter, not harder.
Oh, smart marketing. I get that.
Smart marketing. I'm looking forward to that because sometimes people think I'm not so smart.
Well, we all need smarketing.
Right. We do.
As much as you may think you don't, nowadays marketing is a huge thing. So you definitely need to be better at it to succeed at it.
Right. And I'm learning along with everybody else in this new economy because I've always been in sales in my career. And this is definitely not a sales job. This is a marketing career, sort of managing multiple spaces and getting the general awareness out there of benefit of our community. So I'm learning along with everybody.
Absolutely, yeah. There's so much that goes into it, especially with all the social media stuff that people have entire careers built on it.
Absolutely. So. There's companies forming every day around the single topic. Well, thanks for listening today, folks. Hopefully everyone got some value out of the last few minutes, and I encourage you to continue to look out for upcoming episodes, and I want to thank Dimitri.
Absolutely. You're very welcome, Justin. And I hope you keep me around long enough that I get to meet everybody.
I'm sure you're not going anywhere. All right. Thanks, Dimitri. We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye, Justin.